everything it would from a stolen vehicle pursuit to felony assault on a law enforcement officer, and those are very serious charges. In fact, there were more than one collision, so there would be multiple charges just like that, not to mention destruction of property and all of the other infractions, as he's just in the last few seconds even showing a willingness to drive on the wrong side of the road. Now he's on the back on the correct side of Atlantic Avenue, northbound Atlantic Avenue, and now picking up a lot more steam. You can see that helicopter flying through the shot. That looked to be CHP. Am I right, Justin? Okay, so still LA County Sheriff, CHP on the way with their shift right now. The Sheriff's Department helping those CHP units on the ground, at least a handful of them now, having no trouble keeping up with them. He has not been breaking any speed records, was doing just above the speed limit on the freeway, but the driving has been extremely reckless. They cannot break the laws that he is breaking, but they can certainly keep up with him at these speeds, despite the fact that he's running lots of red lights. They have their lights and sirens blaring, code 3 in hot pursuit of the suspect who is refusing to pull over. The passenger seat appears to be empty. We don't know what the situation is in the back seat, but during those collisions in downtown, he did suffer some moderate damage, heavy front-end bumper damage, as well as his mirrors, which both appear to be hanging by a thread.
Serves Compton, the sheriff's station. Yeah.